This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
Welcome to the program. Welcome to the show. It's the Monday night edition of Free Talk Live, the live call-in talk radio program where you can take control of the airwaves, talk about whatever's on your mind. Our telephone number here in the studio is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Ian.
And nobody.
And we're going to talk about all sorts of fun things today. First, I figured we would mention what seems to be taking over the internet as far as fans of cryptocurrency anyway. And that is that Tesla has purchased $1.5 billion worth of Bitcoin and plans to accept Bitcoin for its products.
And this is Bitcoin legacy.
This says BTC specifically. This is from Bitcoin.com. It says plans to accept BTC for products. I would have to imagine at some point he will expand that, but I don't know.
I would think.
I would guess for something like a Tesla vehicle that, you know, the amount you're going to pay for one of those makes things like the fees sort of, you know, okay, that's reasonable if you're going to spend, you know, $40,000 on up on a vehicle. You know, the network fee, the transaction fees, you know, as high as they get sometimes when Bitcoin's flying at, what is it today, $40,000, $38,000, I think?
It went up to $44,000 today, setting a new record high.
Right, yeah. But it bounced. It came back down. Was that $38,000 this afternoon?
No, I think it's back up to around $43,000,
$44,000.
Nice.
Yeah, it's been, I think, $43,000 most of the day.
Which, of course, means that the transaction fees are higher. It's going to cost you more. The network is busier.
Yeah.
It would cost you more. But I would imagine buying something like a Tesla vehicle, you know, a little bit of extra fee for that type of a purchase. Is it going to make much of a difference to somebody in that market? But I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, playthings for the rich don't hurt. But I don't think it was Satoshi's primary concern.
The publicly listed firm Tesla has announced in a Securities and Exchange Commission Form 10-K filing that the company has purchased $1.5 billion worth of Bitcoin.
Before we go on with that, though, you mentioned Satoshi's primary concern. Who's Satoshi, and what was his primary concern?
Satoshi is nobody knows who he is except for what he did, which was to create the Bitcoin cryptocurrency, the original
the BTC
version. Bitcoin 7, if you will, because it can do 7 transactions per second. And
I've never heard that one before. I like that.
Yeah. So I don't know what BCH would be then, like Bitcoin 20,000 or something.
Yeah.
So he developed the original Bitcoin. He designed it to bank the unbanked, to give the little guy a chance to play
money
in the
for
economy.
The people, yes.
Yes, money for the people,
yes.
is what he designed. And now we have both money for the people and BTC. So that's great. We've got two things.
it wasn't really Satoshi's vision to create a thing that was only for rich people. He wanted, from what I understand, to take the power of money out of the hands of governments and banks and put it into the hands of the people, meaning all people.
Right.
Yeah.
Right?
And
meaning,
of course, governments and banks don't like that idea, and that may be why a consortium of companies headed by companies like Visa and MasterCard may have derailed the BTC development. But have no fear, there's BCH, there's Dash, there's all kinds of other things.
Literally thousands of other cryptocurrencies have...
I think 8,000.
Is that the latest count?
That's the latest count that I have.
Yeah.
I have it on good authority, Tim.
I'll take both of your words for it.
Groovy.
But when the news broke, the price of the leading crypto asset jumped well over 15%, touching a new all-time price high at $44,899 per coin.
Wow.
That was as of, when was this published this morning? 10 hours ago.
What was that top again?
Almost 45.
Yeah, almost 45. Okay.
44,899.
Nice.
So, I mean, there's not much more to the story other than this is what happened, and of course it caused a big spike. And
didn't Snoop Dogg get behind Dogecoin as well this weekend?
We mentioned it yesterday. We're calling him Snoop Doge.
Uh-huh.
Wow, all right.
Now, did you come up with that? Or did somebody else?
I don't know. There was three or four of us sitting here in the studio last night.
And I like it.
One of the guests had mentioned, "Hey, check it out!" And he actually had a meme of Snoop Dogg, but like his face had been replaced by the Doge Dog.
And so
it's
kind
of like, "Oh, it's Snoop Doge."
Okay, so somebody else came up with it.
Well, I mean, I said it, but I assume the guy who created the meme was like, "Dude, I'm gonna make Snoop Doge."
Yeah, that's cool. I saw somebody lamenting that fact somewhere on the internet, and I'm like, isn't this what we want to happen? Don't those of us who support cryptocurrency want, like, you know, celebrity types to come on board and start promoting these things?
There have been a couple of people online saying things like, oh, man, I don't know, I think it's time to get out of BTC because, you know, we're getting... You know, celebrities endorsing it now, and I'm like, why is that bad?
Well, there is a certain amount of logic to that in that, you know, a lot of celebrities, I don't know which ones, I'm not privy to that kind of information, but a lot of celebrities are being run by the military industrial banking regulatory media complex, which is not a group of people that in general has our best interests at heart.
Yeah.
They mostly have, like all of government, they mostly have the banker's best interest at heart.
Right, right. I can see that.
I can see questioning BTC. The other thing is, you know, sometimes when the mainstream media sends in their big guns, it's to lead people into a trap, like a... you know, pump and dump of some sort.
Yeah, the other thing is I've had more than three people ping me to ask me, man, how do I get a hold of some Doge? And I'm like, well, you know, you probably missed the boat. One. You know, like, I mean, it's already been pumped. If you buy Doge now, it's, you know, I mean, it could go higher, I guess.
Who knows?
But, I think the pump already happened.
Usually they say, buy the rumor, sell the fact. So if you hear about something before it happens, you buy it then, and when it actually happens, that's when you sell.
Right, but so what I'm saying is that I heard the rumor at least a week ago about Doge.
Right.
Right, and so now...
So I'm agreeing with you that generally once the thing has come to pass, like Doge...
It's in the mainstream media, it's too late.
Snoop Doge.
Right.
Pumping Doge, then that's not when you buy it. You buy it before he pumps it.
Right.
Yeah, by the time it was being reported last week, it had already happened. When the mainstream media was talking about it, it was already in the midst of happening and or had already had the big pump. So you have to somehow hear about it before it gets into the mainstream.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. Or act immediately as soon as you hear it, you know, if you're actively monitoring news and that kind of thing.
Yeah, well, if nothing else, if you're among the first to hear the news and you buy at the time you hear the news, then you can, you know, still get advantage from those who FOMO in after you. And the thing is, you just want to know that that's going to be a short pump for you. Most of it is over, and so just get in, get out.
Right, that's my gut feeling is that, you know, I heard about it a week ago. I should have bought that. I didn't, of course. I should have bought then, and then now that I have people who aren't really, you know, they're sort of casual crypto people. asking me, hey, how do I buy Doge? That should mean I should sell now.
And yes, I bought it. Those are the people you sell to.
Yes, indeed. cryptocurrency strategy here on Free Talk Live. 603-283-6160. If you'd like to join our conversation, we've got more about all sorts of fun things coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series. From Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Want to accept Bitcoin at your online store? There's a good chance you already have what you need. A WordPress using WooCommerce and a Bitcoin address. Now all you need to start taking Bitcoin payments on your website is the AnyPay app on your Android or iPhone. Just paste your Bitcoin address into AnyPay, then connect it to your website with our one-click plugin for WordPress. Now your website takes Bitcoin. Start to finish in 15 minutes or less with no complicated steps. Download AnyPay from the App Store today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Still not sure why you'd want to watch, but our video feed is streaming nightly for free at cam.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back to the program. It is Free Talk Live, the Monday night edition. Our telephone number here is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160 if you'd like to join the conversation. In the studio tonight, it is myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass.
It's Ian.
And nobody.
And we were talking about this bit from Bitcoin.com, and many other news outlets have also announced the Tesla purchase of $1.5 billion in BTC. And that, of course, has caused not only people but the market to go,
What's the market cap of BTC now?
I'll check for you. Thank you.
I knew Ian would have that.
While you're doing that, I can tell you that Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. You can go there now and click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find a cornucopia of information neatly organized by your needs. There's no longer any excuse for ignorance of this important world-changing information.
There's grapes in there, too.
There's grapes?
In the cornucopia.
In the cornucopia? Not just corn?
It's not a cornucopia without grapes.
Oh, interesting. I didn't know that. If you are a knowledgeable crypto user, check out news.bitcoin.com, where you can get the latest headlines of all the news relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for buying cryptocurrency, getting a wallet, mining, trading, and all of the latest cryptocurrency news, all in a very slick and easy-to-use website. Visit bitcoin.com.
All right, so according to CoinGecko.com, right now Bitcoin at a new record high, by the way, 46,800 and change.
Yeehaw!
I mean, I presume it might have been higher than that earlier. I don't know. But
go, gadget Bitcoin.
Yeah.
Still the highest you've seen it.
It's up 20% in the last 24 hours, up 20% in just the last 24 hours. The market cap of Bitcoin right now is $872 billion. Dollars.
Now we've talked about
and change.
We've talked about how that compares to like some of the larger businesses on planet Earth.
Yeah.
I wonder where that puts the rank now, because you know at one point it was bigger than Facebook or something like that, and that type of a thing.
Yeah, I will pull that list up as well.
Groovy.
We'll find out.
So you know we've basically covered the news portion of that announcement, and that's just that, you know, Tesla has decided to jump into the pool with $1.5 billion.
It actually pushes Bitcoin up above Tesla. So Tesla was at number 5 on the list of the 50 largest American companies by market cap. Prior to that, it was above Facebook. Facebook had $763 billion market cap, Tesla an $807 billion market cap. Next to dethrone is Alphabet Incorporated. That's the company that owns Google. They're going to need to double up to get there. Google's market cap is $1,414 billion.
So if BTC were to theoretically reach, say, $90,000, that might do the trick?
Yeah, as soon as Bitcoin goes past that, it'll be higher than Google.
Nice.
And maybe also higher than Amazon.
I have a slight disdain for Google, and it's really a personal thing because, in my opinion, they just ruined YouTube.
See, for me, the main thing is that any company which adopts the slogan of don't be evil and then decides that that's bad policy and they need to walk it back is not going to be my favorite company.
Yeah.
Also, it looks like the Dogecoin is continuing up. It is actually at nearly 8 cents per Doge right now, and it has had a 125% rise over the last 7 days. So I think what happened was there was an initial push. It fell down again, and now it seems to be pushing back up. And
second
it's actually
win.
Dethroned Bitcoin Cash out of the top 10. So for the first time, I think, in the history of Bitcoin Cash, it has fallen out of the top 10 of market cap as far as the various different coins out there.
Wait, because Bitcoin Cash per coin is far higher in value.
There's
than
a
the
lot
Doge.
Of Doge out
it's
there.
That there's more
Doge.
Great
many of those little puppies, and they breed like puppies.
Right now, Doge has nearly $1 billion more market cap than Bitcoin Cash.
Wow.
Yeah, so Bitcoin Cash having a tough time. Also, Dash also being pushed down the list further, almost at number 50, at number 49. So the two primary use crypto as a real-life currency coins are just taking it under the chin. I mean, it's not looking good.
I can't imagine that's going to last, though, just because of the use case.
I mean, usually you see Bitcoin rise, and then you see the altcoins rise after it.
Right.
So we shall see what happens with that.
Yeah, even Monero's out of the top 20 now.
So top two or three has got to be BTC. Ethereum's got to be up there still.
Ethereum,
right?
is solidly at number two. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what is it at? It was at like 1,600, 1,700?
It's about 1,700 and change.
Which is an all-time high for it as well.
That's correct.
Yeah,
it just crossed 1,000 a little while ago.
Yeah. Well, it's been hovering for, I don't know, a few days a week or something around 1,500, 1,600.
Yeah.
So I was happy to see that when it rose, because I got in a long time ago.
Yeah.
So, yeah, things are changing.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And that's how it goes, right? These technologies come about. Yeah, you know, there's one that sort of proves it, and then everybody else comes along trying to replicate and have the success that the one has. And this mirrors, and I've said it many times before, the whole advent of Bitcoin mirrors the advent of the search engines, the old search engine wars in the, you know, late 90s, early 2000s.
Hmm.
And so I feel like we're, you know, kind of still in that time. Right, one has sort of led the pack, but we don't know who the top dog is going to be still. It's still a battle.
It's too early.
It's still a race. And so if you haven't gotten into cryptocurrency, I suggest you do now, because it is still early. Even with all of the publicity that it's getting, it is still early times for this technology. It's only a decade or so old, and a lot of fun can still happen. So.
Yeah, Bitcoin isn't done yet, not at 46,000. I think we've got a lot more to go.
I think so, too.
And I'm not a fan of Bitcoin. I mean, I agree with nobody's critiques that it is not a useful form of cryptocurrency. It is not electronic cash, which is what Satoshi Nakamoto originally intended it to be.
Right.
It has strayed from the founder's vision.
What has it become? Is it the store of value, then?
I think it's a speculator stone, or a speculator coin. The thing is, what could make it with the value of a crypto is in its ability to process transactions.
Right.
So if crypto can, or if Bitcoin can process 7 transactions per second, and the next coin can process 700 transactions per second, then you know, any excess value of the 7 transactions over the 700, I think, is illusory.
Yeah,
it's hype.
We'll see how it plays out for certain, and we'll keep you updated, listeners, as things develop. Coming up, we're going to talk about healthcare providers that are legally sexually assaulting patients without their consent. How does that happen? 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
So the protection of life, liberty, and property is what the Free State Project is all about. But it's an effort to move 20,000 people who understand
it's about demonstrating to the entire country
that, yeah, we can have a free market, a truly free market,
making it just a freer, great place to live.
It's the world's largest voluntarist libertarian community, and it's only getting bigger.
That's amazing, to be able to move to a place where other people like passionately believe in being free and independent.
What the Free State Project is managing to do, though, is to put their money where their mouth is. It's physically getting up across the country and saying, let's go someplace and let's demonstrate the power of these ideas. There's a lot of kind of philosophy that surrounds liberty. There's a lot of thinking about it and talking about it. But here in New Hampshire, people are doing it.
101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, a documentary by Free State Project Early Movers. Watch it free at 101reasonsfilm.com. 101 Reasons Film.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office says raising the federal minimum wage to $15 an hour will add $54 billion to the national debt, cost 1.4 million jobs, and lift 900,000 workers out of poverty. All that being said, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says President Biden is all for it.
The president remains firmly committed to raising the minimum wage to $15. That's why he put it in his first legislative proposal, and he believes that any American who is working a full-time job trying to make ends meet should not be at the poverty level.
Roughly 10% of Americans have received at least one shot of the coronavirus vaccine. That's according to an updated statistic from the CDC on Monday. Around 9.5 million people have been fully vaccinated. You're listening to USA Radio News. Electric car and battery maker Tesla has the financial world buzzing.
Tesla announced in a Securities and Exchange Commission filing Monday that it has bought $1.5 billion worth of Bitcoin. The company said it would start accepting Bitcoin as a payment method for its products. The purchase of the cryptocurrency will give Tesla liquidity once it starts accepting it for payments. The SEC filing also indicated Tesla had more than $19 billion in cash and cash equivalents on hand at the end of 2020. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A polar vortex is expected to bring cold temperatures to the Midwest and East for much of the week ahead. National Weather Service meteorologist Brooke Hagenoff says even colder weather is possible by the weekend.
There's some early indications that even this coming weekend, so the 13th, 14th, we could get another cold front to come through to knock down temperatures even more.
That audio courtesy of NBC News. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
But we still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to Free Talk Live this Monday evening. Our telephone number is 603-283-6160 if you would like to join us in our conversation tonight. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
It's Ian.
Then the Lego that authority steps on in the night. Nobody.
I hope you at least cause them consternation when they step on you.
Oh, of course. Absolute agony. You ever step on a Lego?
I have. And
that hurts like a bitch.
And I was like, well, hopefully that is the same type of pain the state receives when they step on the man known as the Lego, known as the nobody.
It's true.
I don't know if I said that right, but
that's okay. You don't have to.
Thanks, nobody. I appreciate nobody can
truly plumb the mystery that it's me.
Nobody cares if I pronounce it right or whatever, right?
Nobody does.
All right. We are going to talk about this article that says healthcare providers are sexually assaulting patients. But first, let's go to Bobby, who's calling from Florida tonight. Bobby, you are on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How you doing? And I love the
the campy jokes. I'm sorry. And I got a two-tier question. I'll get right to it, guys.
Right.
But I love you and the Nobody's back and forth and campy jokes. You guys are always getting me. Even if they're a little cheesy, I still I'm sorry. I got to mark out to you guys. Anyways, I got a two-tier question.
Okay, go ahead.
Since the normies are getting involved in Bitcoin, and this question for me also, there's Bitcoin Cash, there's BTV, there's the regular Bitcoin, there's the fork. Now, the people that, now, the one that went up to $43,000, now, which Bitcoin is that? Is that the one with the transaction things and this and that? Or,
yeah.
Or what are people buying that are doing this, you know, that are, like, what did Tesla just buy?
So that would be BTC, Bitcoin, the OG Bitcoin, the original inception. It's known as BTC. If you own a wallet or if you go look at sites like CoinGecko to monitor what the prices are doing, BTC are the three letters of that particular coin. Now, BCH is Bitcoin Cash. That's the three letters for that one. And then BSV is Bitcoin Satoshi Vision, which is yet another fork of Bitcoin.
Yeah, they're all fighting, those three at least, over who is the true Bitcoin, the
right.
One true Bitcoin. It's very religious. Very silly.
Now, do you guys have what the worth is of the other two or three?
There's a cool website I'd recommend you check out. It's called
The Worth.
Yeah, so I would recommend you check out CoinGecko.com or CoinMarketCap.com. They're two websites that do essentially the same thing. They have a list of the top thousands, I think 8,000 or so cryptocurrencies. Oh, 6,000 on CoinGecko right now. I think CoinMarketCap's got like 8,000 of them. And you can do all kinds of digging and research and learn what prices things are. And
you can sort
stuff.
And
they're here seven times as much as we are.
Yeah.
Because we're only here three times, 3 hours a day, and they're here 24
and nobody,
hours.
I had a question for Nobody. Nobody, if you're going to trade, if you're trading in it right now, you're trading in OG Bitcoin, correct?
I have some OG Bitcoin. Right now, it's 20% of the church's holdings is in OG Bitcoin.
That makes sense.
Okay. Now, and the second tier question, what would you guys think about now that it's in the mainstream? And I even heard some other radio stations like morning shows, you know, that are talking about Bitcoin now, and
great.
That they've got these Robinhood apps and all this and that.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's really hit mainstream, and these are like shows that aren't libertarian, and they haven't been talking about it for 10 years like you guys. They just start jumping on the bandwagon now. Now, what do you guys think about the government involvement? Do you think the government could stop this? Do you think they will try? Is there any way that they could try to stop it? Is there any worries about that in the future?
So they already have tried to stop it and couldn't. They have been continuously trying to stop it. Not just the U.S. government, but governments around the world have been trying to stop this technology from even existing, and they can't do it. This technology exists without any permission from any form of authority, and that's what makes it so awesome, is that it exists without permission. So I'll let you guys field the second part of that.
What was the second part?
He wanted to know, like, you know, what are the risks, you know, what else might government do to try and stop
the risks, I would say, the risk is you could lose all of your money. That would be the worst case scenario. I don't think that that is likely. I don't think you're going to see cryptocurrencies all simultaneously go down to zero. I don't think there's really any reason that that would happen, but it could happen. That would be the worst case scenario. I guess second worst case would be that they would start arresting and putting people in prison for simply doing business in Bitcoin, but then they would have a really tough legal road to hoe because basically, Bitcoin is freedom of speech. It is something that someone created through writing things down, i.e. coding, and released to the world, and people are essentially saying they value these little, you know, bits and bytes that are being transferred over the internet in a secure manner. So I think they would have a really tough time outlawing it entirely. You're likely to just see them keep piling on regulations onto centralized exchanges, which is the easiest way for them to have what they feel like is some level of control over this uncontrollable cryptocurrency situation. But what do you think, Nobody? What's worst case?
Yeah, I mean, that does seem pretty accurate as to the worst case is, you know, they could outlaw it completely, in which case, I mean, that would really be showing their weakness if they did that, though, because the bottom line is the only reason for outlawing it would be people don't want their dollars anymore and people don't want their money losing currency. And countries have tried that. Venezuela's tried that. It hasn't really done them any good. So yeah, that's probably the worst that they could do, and I don't know about anybody else, but I'll keep trading around them because I don't care what they say.
Yeah, and the other thing I want to mention is that it truly is a peer-to-peer currency. Now, BTC, even still with, you know, how it has developed and its transaction limitations, can still be transferred peer-to-peer. In other words, if nobody and I want to do a transaction, he has something I want to buy, I have some Bitcoin I want to give him in exchange for that, we can do that without the involvement of any other parties.
That was the other question I had. Yeah, if you wanted to buy something or trade or sell, they couldn't really stop that. And even now, if I wanted to buy, you know, something, if a vendor is willing to take the Bitcoin, then I can go ahead and spend my Bitcoin for, you know, a hot dog or a TV, correct?
In theory, you could, but the problem you're going to run up against is Bitcoin BTC right now has some fees that are going to make buying a hot dog cost prohibitive.
Unless it's a really expensive hot dog. In order for the fees to be equal to what you pay on a Visa transaction, you would have to make a $300 transaction or something along those lines.
Yeah, there is
that would be a $10 fee.
There is something.
Is there any way they're going to be able to fix that?
They've had years to fix this problem, and they haven't done it yet, so I wouldn't expect them to do it anytime soon. But they could fix it tomorrow if they wanted.
This is the reason that I say that BTC is broken, because you could do the same transaction with BCH for a fraction of a penny.
Yeah. And the other thing I want to say, too, Bobby, and thanks for the call, is there is a place where you can go, everybody, the normal people can go, where you can potentially transact in cryptocurrency. And that place is Craigslist. I don't know if you know this, but if you go to Craigslist and you just click on for sale, that everything that's for sale, there's a little box on the left-hand side that says cryptocurrency okay. And if you check that box, it'll filter out all of the ads on Craigslist where people will accept cryptocurrency for whatever it is they're selling. So,
it'll filter them in.
Or filter them in. Yeah, it'll show you only the ads that people are accepting cryptocurrency. So go check that out at Craigslist.org. More Free Talk Live coming up.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Telegram. You can follow our channel there and discuss show prep with other listeners at telegram.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, he said. Yeah. He means, yeah, this is Free Talk Live. He means,
yeah.
Yeah. You should call 603-283-6160 if you want to join us here in the studio and talk about whatever's on your mind. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, he's, yeah.
He said, yeah, it's the captain. And yeah.
It's Ian.
And yeah.
And here's nobody saying money, money.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yep.
All right. What are we doing? Oh, we're doing a radio show. That's right. Sorry, I forget sometimes. Like, why do I have headphones on? What's going on?
Am I recording something?
I'm getting senile in my old age, or old in my senile
age. That's the best time to do it.
I'm not sure which one.
Who are you again?
I'm the god of hellfire. No, I'm just kidding. I'm the captain.
Oh, hello.
Hey, who are you?
Now what?
Oh, captain, my captain.
The captain, not a captain.
Okay.
I don't know what the difference is, but, you know, yeah.
But now we know.
Now we know.
And knowing he's half the battle.
All right. So I read this article from Healthline.com. And I found it very disturbing. And
so you wanted to disturb us.
So
thank you.
Yeah, I wanted to bring it in and disturb not only you guys, but our listeners as well.
I've been disturbed for years.
This is disturbing in a different kind of way. I know sometimes people will find libertarians and anarchists and voluntarists disturbing, you know, in a sort of a shocking way. Some people, first-time listeners to this show, will think, these guys are shock jocks. They're just saying this to be shocking.
Like, I'm shocked, shocked. Find out there's gambling going on in here. You're winning, sir. Thank you very much.
I'm shocked and flabbergasted and shocked.
All right, shock me. What do we
this
got?
Is shocking in a different way. Providers are sexually assaulting patients. And it's legal.
Oh, my.
Under any other circumstances, it would be a crime. So why is this the exception? When Ashley Weitz went to the emergency room at a local hospital in Utah in 2007 for severe nausea and vomiting, she was sedated with IV medication to help the vomiting subside. While the medication was intended to bring her relief from her symptoms, what happened while she was under sedation had nothing to do with her illness.
Hmm.
Weitz later woke up screaming when she saw a doctor performing a vaginal exam.
Huh?
She hadn't been told this exam would be done. She wasn't pregnant. And she hadn't consented to an internal examination of any kind. However, what happened to Weitz wasn't an uncommon practice, and in fact, it was legal.
So she was feeling nauseous. She checked herself into the hospital. They doped her up.
The doctor needs retraining because he was at the wrong end.
Yeah.
So it would seem. Now, we talk a lot here in Free Talk Live about consent. And what that means, right? Like, oh, yeah, you know, whatever two people decide to do with each other, as long as they have consent, you know, whatever, it's fine. Who am I to, you know, live and let live and all that kind of stuff. This is a clear violation of consent, regardless of the fact that it is legal. And we'll get more into it. In the majority of U.S. states, it is legal for medical providers, typically medical students, to go into an operating room and, without a patient's consent, push two fingers into an anesthetized patient's nether regions and perform a pelvic exam.
Huh.
It specifically says vagina there.
It does.
You can say we're talking about a medical procedure here.
I understand. I just didn't want to get too, you know. Oftentimes, it's multiple medical students performing this non-consensual exam on the same patient.
Okay, that Kinky. Seems like it would be of minimal medical value after the first time. Why? What is it they're trying to discover?
Well, unlike Weitz, the majority of patients have no knowledge that this has happened to them.
So she just happened to wake up.
She just happened to come out of the grog of anesthesia and go, whoa, what the heck's going on? Right?
Uh-huh.
These non-consensual pelvic exams are a common practice that medical schools and hospitals justify as part of teaching students how to perform them.
Just randomly on somebody that just happens to be under anesthesia.
And has no need for that procedure.
However, they're missing a critical perspective, that of the patient.
Yeah.
I was traumatized by this, Weitz explains. In the United States, sexual assault is defined as any non-consensual sexual act prescribed by federal, tribal, or state law, including when the victim lacks capacity to consent.
Ah, see, it wasn't a sexual act. It was a medical act.
And medical providers that penetrate a patient's genitals without their consent when they're incapacitated under anesthesia, with the exception of a life-threatening medical emergency, are engaging in behavior tantamount to sexual assault. The fact that this is being done as part of a medical student's training doesn't make it any less of a violation. Yeah. No, I'm not suggesting medical students and doctors are predators with sinister intent, but their intent is irrelevant.
But if you happen to be a predator with sinister intent, that might be a good profession for you.
Yeah.
And their intent is irrelevant in the absence of the patient's consent. The very act of penetrating someone's genitals without their permission or knowledge, absent a medical emergency, is criminal. We shouldn't redefine, accept, or minimize this behavior just because it's being done by medical professionals. Actually, just the opposite. We should expect medical providers to adhere to a higher standard.
Well, I mean, if it's such a necessary procedure to learn what that feels like, shouldn't they be volunteering themselves for it? Meaning, shouldn't the other students in the medical class, or the teacher perhaps, go ahead and just volunteer their own genitals for it? I mean, if it's not a problem.
Or they could just hire people.
Well,
you know,
right.
People.
My first thought.
Homeless people or whatever.
Yeah, or home full people, whatever kind.
My first thought was, you know, I've taken CPR. Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they have a fake person.
They have a dummy.
Yeah, Resusa Annie, right?
I don't think we're allowed to say dummy isn't that politically correct.
Are you calling me names on the air? First you call me Shirley, now you call me dummy. No, so, you know, there are products that exist in the world that mimic these particular body parts?
There must be.
Oh, there are. Just ask Cantwell.
Yeah, but whether they're anatomically accurate,
I'm just saying
question.
That there okay, are products
might
that,
not be
you know,
the right tool for this job. But
there's a meme going around the internet about the it looks like just like a hind section of a person, and it's for doctors to get practice on doing the prostate exam.
I see.
And so, like, they've already made
that. I got that. Okay.
So I don't understand why this practice is even a thing.
Yeah. It's shocking.
In 2012, Dr. Sean Barnes, then a medical student, spoke out and later testified to change the laws in Hawaii about being required to perform pelvic exams on unconscious patients who hadn't given explicit consent.
He's required to. So they're telling the students, you have to go and do this.
Yeah. Barnes highlights how patients signed forms written in vague terms that stated a medical student may be, quote, involved in their care, but didn't tell patients this, quote, care, unquote, included an internal exam while they are under anesthesia.
Right. How many of these people, by the way, when they go into the hospital and they're presented with forms to sign, are actually reading the whole thing?
Oh, yeah. None.
Like, you're dying.
Yeah.
Here, sign this so we can take care of you. You know, they sign it, right?
It's the same amount that people read the end-user license agreement when they install a piece of software.
And even if I read that, I would expect maybe a medical student would be involved in care that was necessary for me to receive, but I would be completely dumbfounded if they said, yeah, we're just going to have some medical students perform, regardless of the nature of the practice, perform random procedures on you that you don't need to practice.
Yeah.
And then you've got to pay for this afterwards. I mean, it'd be one thing if they
go on the bill. I would like to know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it'd be one thing if they offered you a discount, right? If they said, "Hey, look, you know, we got the medical students. They're in this weekend. You've come in to get this procedure
and they're not going to be able to go to a party tonight. They're bummed out. They want to. They want to get some slippery fingers.
We'll knock 50% off your, you know, your bill if you let us do this to you." Then I'd be like, "Okay."
I don't think they get that many takers.
I find it disgusting, and there's a little bit more to talk about on this. More Free Talk Live is coming your way, 603-283-6160.
I find it entertaining, but I always do it with consent.
There are lots of ways to listen to Free Talk Live. Our podcast has been around since podcasts began, and now the FTL feed is loaded with content besides our full show archives. Did you know that we make it easy for you to customize your podcast subscriptions? We have different feeds, one that includes only our full shows, one with just the Daily Digest, and our main feed that includes everything. You decide what you listen to. It's quick and easy to customize your feeds at feeds.freetalklive.com. That's feeds.freetalklive.com.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at bainbooks.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.